Lord Jesus Christ, by the love you bear us, cause the light of your holy face to shine upon us always. Amen. The Terry and Jesse Show. My name is Jesse. Terry will be here any minute.
I'm here, Jesse, brother. I made it, brother.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Yeah, I'm reporting for duty. I'm all pumped up after yesterday's show with Father Jim Altman. And I think he's inspiring bishops to stand up for life right now and other people, lay people. Today's show, we got a special show. We're going to be talking about what to do if your employer, school, or parish demands you get the coronavirus vaccine. Also, just a breaking news here. Another good news is the Malta president, he's the president, he said, I'll never sign a pro-abortion authorization of murder. He was a former doctor, and he's opposing the legislation. He says, I'd rather resign than to sign my life away. Seems to me like right now, Jesse, I'm hearing more and more people, no compromise. They see the world compromising. New Mexico bishop explains here why abortion promoters like Biden can't receive Holy Communion. They're coming out now, Jesse, and this is my take. I think they're realizing people like Father Jim Altman and others are speaking out and not getting politically correct. They're going to say it because it's the truth. And I think that this is the time we live in now. We need to be truthful and not politically correct. But before we get into all these
Terry, let me mention something. I think Catholics that Catholics that have more of a modernist view, realistically, they're going to say, oh, the Holy Father says we should get vaccine.
Yeah.
The U.S. bishops say we should get vaccine, so I'm going to go get my double jab.
Right.
People that have more of a modernist, liberal, progressive review, these Catholics, they're rolling up their sleeves left and right, and they're getting jabbed right now. But somebody who sticks to the perennial teachings of the church and realizes that the Pope and bishops are not doctors or scientists.
Nope.
That's not within their purview of expertise.
Well said.
To give people medical or scientific advice.
Right.
Those people like you and I, we're going to say, the evidence speaks to the contrary. I'm not going to be an experimental guinea pig for the government.
Yep. Well, let's get some gospel in our souls. We call it spirit. We call it soul food, Jesse. And that we can count on every day here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Today's gospel is short.
Very short.
It's Mark. But I'll tell you what, I like the part where, well, go ahead and read the gospel because this is good stuff in here.
Mark 10:28-31. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
Amen.
Peter began to say to Jesus, we have given up everything and followed you. Notice we've given up everything to follow Christ. It's a total commitment. It isn't just a sinner's prayer at a Billy Graham crusade. It's a total commitment. It says, Jesus said, amen, I say to you, there's no one who's given up house or brother or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesse, before you give a commentary, I got fired up reading that gospel last night and this morning at Holy Mass. And I'll tell you why. The part that got me is that he's promising persecution and eternal life to the age to come. And I think about, how do I know I'm following Christ? The saints, the church has always taught this, Jesse. If the world likes you, Jess Romero, I would say, Jesse, I'd be concerned about that, bro. If the world hates you for what you're teaching and they just despise you, then you're on to something and you're doing a good job. So anybody in our church who's being told, hey, you're part of team, you know, world by, you know, worrying about the world's, you know, the... carrying bottles, or in other words, saving your bottles, getting solar panels like I got on my house. The point of it is they're going to congratulate you on that. But what's really important, they're not teaching. That's because you're one with the world. And so I'm just making the judgment that says the church has always taught that if we're going to be a follower of Christ, that we're going to be hated by the world. Am I on to something, Jess?
Absolutely. Counterculture.
Yep.
I mean, that's why we're called the church militant.
Yep.
And Fulton Sheen said, you know, don't be like a corpse because even corpses can go downstream.
That's right.
In other words, corpses could go with the flow. And don't be like the typical, well, I'm going to, you know, do everything the government says. I'm going to get all my family double jabbed and, And I'm going to wear a mask for the rest of a double mask for the rest of my life and a face shield in my car when I'm jogging. Go, because the Denver government says so. Yeah, that's being a sheeple right there. We're called to be countercultural as Catholics. Terry, my only comment on
what is
my gospel is this, is that the first reading says that, notice the way the New Testament gives us greater blessings than the Old Testament.
Yeah.
In the first reading, which is in the book of Sirach, it says that God will reward us seven times more. Whatever we give God, he'll give us seven times more. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the New Testament, to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says whatever you give God, he'll give you 100 times
wow.
more. So again, yeah. It goes to show you what Dr. Scott Hahn says in biblical theology. The Old Testament is a book of blessings, but the New Testament is a book of greater blessings. And so to me, that's, God wants to bless us more than anything else. And talking about rewards,
tell me.
This is a famous Protestant missionary named Jim Elliot, who died in 1956. He died a martyr. He was speared, and it was a tribe in South America. They shot him to death with arrows and spears. He said this about heaven. He understood the concept of a reward.
Yes.
He said, he is no fool to give up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
Yep.
Think about that. Jim Elliot died at the hands of a tribe in South America, bow and arrows. He says about heaven, he is no fool to give up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. That's the best commentary on today's gospel today.
And Jesse, you know, that's right with Thomas More when he said, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So those are good. That's words of wisdom. I take that. Hey, Jess, let's bring the smartest guy into the room, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Years ago, Jesse, 42 years ago, when I got into apologetics, I found this quote from Bishop Sheen. Catholic Answers is always quoting it. Jess Romero, you've quoted it 100 million times. And here's what Bishop Sheen says. It's still true today. There are not 100 people in the United States who hate the Catholic Church. But there are millions who hate what they wrongly perceive the Catholic Church to be. Jesse, I've experienced that my whole life where people will say, well, you Catholics believe you worship Mary. And is that what you're upset about? Okay, let me get it straight, brother. That's not what we do. And I think that what Fulton Sheen's point is, if we as Catholics are real clear on what we teach, then people will know what we teach. And I think it's only gotten worse, in my opinion, especially in the last 8 years, Jesse, where ambiguity's been taught. And I get this all the time, non-Catholics coming up to me and saying, I didn't know you Catholics believe in this or X, Y, and Z. And I say, no, that's just a personal opinion of a high prelate. That has nothing to do with what the church officially teaches. And unfortunately, that's a problem.
The problem with the last 8 years is that the church is now holding, from the leadership all the way top down, to what's called the primacy of conscience.
Yeah.
That's where all the errors stem from. You get moral relativism, you get secular humanism, situation ethics. All the errors of thinking come from the primacy of conscience.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm going to figure this out myself. Yeah. I'm not going to lean on 2,000 years of teaching.
Yeah, we call that also an informed conscience is what you should have. People always say, well, my conscience says I can use artificial birth control. Okay, that's no problem. And that's what you do. No, this is not the case. And so one of the challenges we have, Jesse, in the church today is we have what we call scandal. And Father Altman talked about that yesterday on our show when he was in the seminary, when they wanted to do holy hours to get used to being in front of the Blessed Sacrament and praying for their vocations. And they said, no. And you see, this is what has been the problem, is that the formation of our future priests were really tainted by modernism.
Yes.
And these guys that came through, kept their mouths shut, now they're priests. Now look at Father Altman. I mean, I want to continue to support him. And folks, if you want to hear the interview, you missed it, go to vmpr.org and you can still listen on a podcast to that great priest who's standing up for the truth and taking it on the chin.
By the way, I would recommend, because what gains more weight,
yeah,
with a bishop or anybody is when you write a letter.
Absolutely.
I would go to LifeSite News, and the article is right there on the front page. It has the addresses to the vicar general of priests, the vicar for priests, and the bishop and somebody else there in the diocese.
Yeah, it's in the chancery office.
Yeah, so there's three people that we want to write a letter to. It's just two or three sentences.
Yeah.
Keep Father Altman on. Why are you taking him up? We need more priests like him. It's good if you send an email. That's fine. But a letter carries a lot more weight. I've read statistically by experts that do this for a living. They say every letter that comes in represents about 200 people that didn't write the letter.
That's right.
Every email that comes in represents about 50 people that would have emailed. And so a letter carries a lot more weight. Do both. Send an email, but write a letter. This is one of the best priests in my lifetime, and what's happening to him is unjust, and the Bible calls us in the Beatitudes, twice in the Beatitudes, our Lord calls us that we're called to thirst for justice, Terry.
Absolutely. Hey, up next, we're going to talk about what to do if your employer, school, or parish demands you get the coronavirus vaccine. Also, don't forget to go to VMPR and look at the Catholic Men's Conference coming up June 12th. Jesse Romero, Bishop Joseph Strickland will be giving a presentation visually, and also Eddie Chavez will be there. You can join by just calling 877-526-2151. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Among all the confusion, we're still too blessed to be stressed. We're too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, Jess Romero, Terry Barber, we'd be billionaires. Our trust is in Jesus. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Can you believe this? There is a Nobel Prize winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's warning of vaccines. They facilitate development of deadlier COVID variants.
Mm-hmm.
And this Nobel Prize winner, a French virologist, he's urging us, the public, to reject the jab. His name is Luc Montagnier. He's a French virologist, recipient of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discovery of the HIV virus. Well, he's recently exposed the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccines. And Dr. Montagnier discussed the issue in an interview earlier this month. He said this, quote, "The vaccines don't stop the virus," argues the prominent virologist. "They do the opposite. They feed the virus."
Ouch.
And facilitate its development into stronger and more transmittable variants. These new virus variants will be more resistant to vaccination and may cause more health implications than their original versions," close quote. And so during the interview, Professor Montagnier, he referred to the vaccine program for the coronavirus as an, quote, "unacceptable mistake," close quote. He said that mass vaccinations are a, quote, "scientific error as well as a medical error," close quote. And he says that the history books, Professor Montagnier says, the history books will show that, because it is the vaccination that is creating the variants. And he explained that there are antibodies created by the vaccine forcing the virus to find another solution or die. And this is where the variants are created. It is the variants that are a production and a result from the vaccination. Professor Montagnier details that the mutation and strengthening of the virus occurs owing to the phenomenon known as antibody-dependent enhancement. They call it ADE, which is a mechanism that increases the ability of a virus to enter cells and cause a worsening of the disease.
Wow.
So ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, occurs when the antibodies generated during an immune response recognize and bind to a pathogen, but they're unable to prevent infection. Instead, these antibodies act as a Trojan horse, allowing the pathogen to get into the cells and exacerbate the immune response. Terry, the one doctor after another keeps coming out.
Yeah.
And we're talking about highly respected physicians and scientists keep warning us, Terry.
Yeah.
And if any, whatever, This is why it's important to read the non-mainstream media.
Exactly.
LifeSite News is banned by YouTube, so it says everything you need to know. Right. You're going to get facts. You're going to get truth in these platforms that are not connected with the big techs or the mainstream media. And I'm telling you, Terry, I feel bad for any Catholic with all the evidence out there by all these voices, any practicing Catholic who would have gotten the double jab. I feel sorry for them, Terry, because I'm telling you, we're going to see the consequences in the very near future. And some people die almost immediately, but the person's body is not going to be able to fight the next virus. That's what it was intended
exactly.
to do.
It weakens you. And you know, Jesse, I'm going to make a prediction. I probably won't be here. You might not even be here, you know, 10, 15 years from now. But all these people like Bill Gates and Fauci, they're going to go on trial. They're going to be just like the Nuremberg. They're going to say these people who did this, all those who are responsible for all the millions of people dying from this in the future years, they're going to be on trial. I won't be here to see it, but I'm making that prediction. I'll tell you why. It seems to me that there's enough people that are doctors in the medical field who are saying the same thing. I keep hearing it from Europe. From all over the world, they're saying we've been duped on this. And here's the question I have for anybody who's thinking about getting the jab. Do you really want to experiment on your life with a vaccine that's an experimental vaccine and you don't have any responsibility for them? They don't, for your success of your vaccine. So if you get sick, you can do nothing about it. That's pretty much what you're... It's like a Russian roulette. You might win, you might lose. But here's the bottom line. Jesse, 99% of the people who get this virus, like myself, we survived. I got antibodies. I like the natural approach. I don't want to have somebody jab me with something that's going to change my DNA and put stuffing into me that's going to make me weaker in the future. That's just my take.
Terry, now there's some people. I spend a lot of time traveling and giving public lectures.
Of course you do. For decades.
Yeah, and I'm busy almost every weekend doing this. And I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. I love to serve the Lord Jesus
Christ. Amen.
And I love to see people waking up after a presentation.
Yeah.
And I like to see the way their mind, their intellect is quickened. Their heart is open. They want to now follow Christ and live in a state of grace. It's worth it for me. I just love to see the effects of people coming to Christ. But if they start saying, the airlines or different states are saying, well, you can't come in, Jesse Romero, because you don't have the jab, then I guess I don't go into those states.
Nope.
I guess I don't fly. I mean, if all, they haven't done it yet, but let's just say, worst case scenario, all the airlines say, you can't fly, Jesse Romero, because you don't got the double jab. Guess what? Then I don't fly.
Yeah, they're going to pressure you. Yeah, I think it's even going to get worse than that, possibly, Jesse, where you can't even go buy something without going into the stores. Right now, Jesse, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in New York, Cardinal Dolan is making people who go to church, the ones who are vaccinated, you sit over here. The unvaccinated ones, you sit over here. They're already doing that in the second largest diocese in the country.
What's going to happen is you're going to see a Catholic underground movement. You're going to see an underground Catholic church movement in the United States. Mm-hmm. People won't be attending a mainstream parish like that if you're going to be isolated, just like the Jews were.
Yep.
Okay, you're a Jew. Okay, you got to wear this yellow band around your shoulder and stuff to show that you're a Jew. If they start doing that and the bishops start playing that game, you're going to start seeing a lot of Catholics go underground.
Yeah, I agree, Rich.
The mass is going to go underground. Because this is the face of Satan, okay? Yep. This reminds me, Terry, of that passage in the book of Revelation. People don't pay much attention to it. They just read it and just kind of gloss over it, where people will not be able to buy and sell unless they have the mark of the beast. Very interesting. People won't be able to buy and sell unless they have the mark of the beast. We probably looked at that verse for decades and just kind of laughed at it and saying, that happened in the first century under the wicked emperors and stuff. You know, they forced people to worship them, and they forced people, which is the mark of the beast in the forehead, that intellectually you got to worship the emperor and serve him. The mark of the beast on the hand. That means you've got to serve the emperor physically. You've got to work for him. So we probably looked at that and said, eh, that has a first century fulfillment. Does it, you know, as they say, it has a preterist fulfillment. Doesn't mean anything anymore. Really? Wow. That verse is coming back to life right now in 2021 like I've never seen before in my lifetime.
Absolutely. We've got Chris from Texas, one of my favorite states. Chris, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. What's on your mind, brother?
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, so let me set a little backdrop first.
Sure.
So, and it's revolving around the topic you guys are talking about today. So, in the diocese that I live in, we're hearing rumbles that the churches will be allowed to open again, with no social distancing. So people will be able to allow to sit where they want to sit and to full capacity. The only caveat is that the bishop in this particular diocese is asking that everyone wear a mask to, I guess, still protect yourself in some way, form, or fashion. But in my particular case, I'm choosing not to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So if I attend Mass regularly every Sunday, and it's so my question is, if I choose or when I go to Mass, and if I do not wear a mask because I'm not vaccinated, am I being disobedient to what the local bishop is requesting from us? Or should I only be obedient in matters of faith and morals? Because this is not a matter of faith and morals. It's a matter of more of health reasons. And, you know, I don't think that our bishop should be, you know, getting involved in the health of his individual, you know, people, you know, the individuals who attend Mass.
Wait, I'm going to let Jesse go first, and I'll give you my take.
You just answered your question.
Yep.
He has no authority over medicine and science. He was the threefold office of a bishop and a priest, the threefold munera, as they say in Latin, is to teach, govern, and sanctify. And it's to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, which comes from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Whatever he says about Fauci and the CDC and the World Health Organization, respectfully, that's his opinion, but you may have another opinion based on the data that you read. And so I find that a lot of bishops right now, as they try to push the government's agenda, they're outside of their lane of authority. And you know what happens when you jump out? When you're in a car, what happens when you jump outside of your lane, in and out of your lane? You get pulled over for drunk driving or for reckless driving. I think right now a lot of the bishops are jumping outside of their apostolic lane of authority, which is very narrow, to teach, govern, and sanctify. Their job is the sacraments. It really is the sacraments, sanctifying grace to get us to heaven, not to reiterate what fake Catholic pro-abortion Fauci says.
Chris, I'm going to give you my answer. I've already been thrown out of churches for not wearing a mask. I show them my letter from my doctor saying Terry can't wear a mask. I have a card called a medical mask exemption card. And guess what they told me? Tough luck, buddy. Get the heck out. And I've had that happen in stores. And so what, you know, legally, can they do it? No, but they do it. This is what's happening right now. So that's why I think, Chris, you vote with your pocketbook and you vote with your legs. And maybe go over to Tyler, Texas. I don't know where you're calling, but Texas is a big state. I know that they don't require that there in that diocese. So that would be my take, Chris, but I appreciate you calling.
I would drive an hour or two hours to Mass
to
find a place that's not going to push the Fauci religion on me, where I can go to Mass and worship God in peace. I would drive an hour to 2 hours for that. And I'm sure you can find it in Texas, a small little parish out there where they're not playing
political
Dr. Fauci advocates. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that when I do attend Mass and I don't wear a mask, that I'm not committing any type of sin, because I try to avoid sin like the plague. Right?
Absolutely, but they're going to try and make you feel guilty.
And I don't want to be sinful. I don't want to be sinful if I'm disobeying the request of the bishop. But you guys answer that question.
Well, you know, if the bishop tells you can't vote for the Dodgers this year, he has no capacity for that either, brother. Vote for the Yankees. In other words, it's out of his capacity as on a moral issue. And that's what I really look at. What is going to get me to heaven is the state of grace. So, Chris, thank you for your call. If someone else wants to call in on this, they're welcome to call 888-526-2151. Keep up the good work out in this great state of Texas. God love you, Chris. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Hey, on Virgin Most Powerful, we're not right versus left. We're right versus wrong. That's how we come from. And we'll be back. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
So this doctor from France, Professor Montagnier, he's a virologist. He's a 2008 Nobel Prize winner in medicine for the discovery of HIV. So this guy's no shallow thinker.
No.
He says, I am doing experiments at the Institute with patients who became sick with corona after being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And in a medical documentary called Hold Up, Return of the Chaos, Professor Montagnier rejected the then upcoming vaccine against COVID, saying he will not be vaccinated. This French virologist said this, quote, and he's the Nobel Prize winner in medicine. He says, my conscience tells me not to. Professor Montagnier addresses French colleagues, urging them to, quote, uphold their medical titles as doctors and not as sheeps, close quote. Terry?
Jesse, well said. I just wanted to mention something that if you've had the COVID like I have had it, you have antibodies in your system. They're much more powerful in preventing a relapse. Okay, that's the way God made it. When you get sick, you get antibodies after you recover from this. And I got to just say again, Jesse, this whole issue of the COVID-19, obviously, we're not on YouTube because we can't speak like this. They're shutting us up to actually bring up a discussion, even a dialogue on this whole issue. And that's the thing that concerns me, to think that if they're doing that, what are they trying to do? Do they have nefarious opinions on what we're doing? What's their goal here? And I have to say this, Jesse, I'm convinced that there's an evil going on here in the culture. And what I mean by that is, you know, people like Bill Gates, he said it. It's all about getting fewer people on the planet so we don't have to, you know, burn up the planet's resources. So I'm convinced that the reason we don't have a dialogue on this is because they don't want people to get this information. Am I onto something, Jess?
Terry, well, all these people, these globalists, these millionaires, they're all part of this overpopulation of planet Earth. They're part of this depopulation mentality. They're all eugenicists.
They are.
And so just like they figured out a way,
mm-hmm.
they figured out a way. And by the way, let me say something I think that no other Catholic voice has said, and I stand by this and I'm going to be vindicated.
Yeah,
I believe that the mastermind behind all of this, there is an intelligence way beyond any human capacity.
I agree.
To put all this evil together and orchestrate it perfectly. Mm-hmm. Lockdowns, masks, Israel right now being attacked.
Worldwide, Jesse. Yeah, this is all worldwide going.
Worldwide problems as a result of this.
That's right.
I believe that the Antichrist
mm-hmm.
is here. And I believe, well, we know that the Antichrist directly talks with Satan. And I say, why do I say this?
Tell me.
Because as I see the fire in 198 countries, the economic fire, military, people pointing their guns at each other, the division, the hate, the strife, the Marxism, the communism. To me, Jess Romero, this is way beyond just like Bill Gates and, you know, George Soros meeting in Davos, Switzerland, and saying, okay, let's plan this.
They're the pawns.
Yeah, there is an intellect, the human intellect, way beyond the Clintons, way beyond Obama, way beyond Biden, the Democrat Party. There's an intellect that's so wicked, but that has direct communication with Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And we as Catholics call that the Antichrist.
Yep.
And I to me, all this perfect storm of evil, what's going on in the Vatican, this New Age conference that just was held there, you know, what's going on with the USCCB, what's happening to Father Altman, all this, Terry, evil, this tornado, this hurricane of evil, to me, there's one wicked mastermind behind it.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is read Pope John Paul II back in 1978 if you think I'm crazy.
Now, he said at the Eucharistic Congress, it was 76, August. Say what he said, basically. Paraphrase it, Jess.
Yeah, paraphrase it. He says, enter a time where we have the church versus the anti-church.
That's right.
The gospel versus the anti-gospel, the Christ versus the antichrist.
Yep.
And he goes, and we can't change it right now. He says, there's nothing we can do to change that. He said this in the 70s.
Yep.
Somebody else who I really respect in the 40s, 47 and 48.
Fulton Sheen.
Bishop Fulton Sheen said that the antichrist would come from one of the bishops, from the episcopacy.
Wow.
You also have Archbishop Vigano and Pope Benedict that have made done interviews recently that have spoken about everything that's happening right now. They're saying it is of the spirit of the Antichrist. So both these heavy thinkers are saying what I'm saying. This type of ingeniousness that's going around the world in our country, in our church, with the bishops and the Vatican, with the economy, with the stolen election of the president. Vigano and Pope Benedict said, this is all of the spirit of the Antichrist.
Right. And Jesse, why don't you really tell me what you really think next time?
I just said it.
I know you did, Jesse, and I'm being a little facetious. Is this microphone on? Of course it is. And Jesse, that's why I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to take it to the next level. That's why we're not on national radio anymore, Brother Jess.
Yeah.
They can't handle the truth. Did I say that? Yeah. You can't handle it. You know why? Because it bothers people in power to speak like this. And so we want to thank our listeners who support us and keep us on the air. Because believe it or not, this is not what you're going to hear on, you know, regular Catholic radio, Jess. Let's just be honest. Because you know what? You might have offended a bishop. We can't have that. And you know what I say to the bishops? I say, yes, teach, govern, and sanctify. And I'm here as a layman to support you with my prayers and my support. And also keep you straight, as Bishop Sain says, make it so that the bishops are acting like bishops. Don't act like CEOs of businesses. Act like shepherds and take care of the flock. That's okay. So I'm just telling it like I mean it, Jess. And the bottom line here is people support us. Why? Because we're not going to tell you what you want to hear. You're going to be told what the truth is, and the truth is what sets us free, not anything else.
Amen. Terry, Professor Montagnier, he also wrote a letter to the president of the state of Israel.
Right.
And to the judges of the state of Israel, the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a summary of his letter.
Yeah.
He's urging for a suspension of this massive vaccination campaign. He's telling the Israelis, you guys are wrong. So here's the way he summarizes to the president of Israel and to the Supreme Court of Israel. He says, number one, there's potential dangers of these vaccines and a mass vaccination policy. Number one, the short-term side effects, these are not the normal local reactions found for any vaccination, but serious reactions involve the life of the recipient, such as anaphylactic shock linked to a component of the vaccine mixture, or severe allergies, or an autoimmune reaction up to cell aplasia. Number two, the professor says to the president of Israel, there's a lack of vaccine protection. He says the induction of vacillating antibodies, the induced antibodies do not neutralize the viral infection, but on the contrary, facilitate it depending on the recipient. The latter may have already been exposed to the virus asymptomatically, so a low level of naturally induced antibodies may compete with the antibodies induced by the vaccine. And also, the production of antibodies induced by the vaccination in a population highly exposed to the virus will lead to the selection of variants resistant to these bodies.
Mm-hmm.
These variants can be more virulent or more transmissible. And this is what we're seeing now. There's an endless virus vaccine race that will always turn to the advantage for the virus. And the third thing he says to Israel, long-term effects. Contrary to the claims of the manufacturers of the messenger RNA vaccines, there's a risk of integration of viral RNA into the human genome.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, each of our cells has endogenous retroviruses with the ability to reverse transcriptase from RNA into DNA. Although this is a rare event, its passage through the DNA of germ cells and its transmission to future generations cannot be excluded. And so the doctor says, faced with an unpredictable future, it's better to abstain from taking the jab.
Let me just interject and say something that common sense, Jess. The flu kills people, okay? Did we stop going to work and close all the shops down because people could get the flu, especially elderly, and they could die from it? No. When less than 1% of the population will die from this virus, I'm missing something. Is this microphone on, Jesse? What we're doing is we're taking this next step and saying, yeah, less than 1% will have any adverse problems with the vaccine. Maybe some people will, some people die from it. So why are we taking that risk when we have less than 1% chance of dying from this? I don't get why we're doing this when we are able to handle this by just natural means. And so I can see, Jesse, that more vaccinations are going to follow. And so what basically is going to happen, Jess, is every 6 months, they're going to say, hey, you need another jab. Hey, you need another jab. 6 months now, we got a new variant of it. And so you're going to be conditioned to just be getting these jabs every 6 months to a year. And I'm not willing to do that, Jess.
We're the experiment. We're the guinea pigs, Terry. This French virologist, Dr. Montagnier, who's, again, a Nobel Prize winner in medicine, he's also said that there's a powerful case that the SARS-CoV-2 could only be genetically engineered coronavirus. Here's what he said. He argues that the coronavirus has escaped in an industrial accident while the Chinese scientists at the Wuhan City Laboratory were trying to develop a vaccine against HIV. And back in April 2020, Professor Montagnier urged people to refuse vaccines against COVID-19 when they became available because instead of preventing the infection, they would accelerate infection. And today, the newly occurring variants of SARS-CoV-2 that affected vaccinated people proves his thesis. In this case, mass vaccination may cause a new, more deadly wave of pandemic. And the same thesis, Terry, is also shared by Belgium virologist Dr. Van den Bosch.
We got a great question when we come back about how do we defend our decision not to get the COVID vaccine when our priest is telling us weekly at Mass that we need to be vaccinated and to get back to normal life. That's a great question. When we come back, we'll give an answer. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. I promised Jesse that we'd answer a question. It says, how can we defend our decision not to get the COVID vaccine when our priest is telling us weekly that we need to get vaccinated to get back to the normal life? My father-in-law has 2-dose vaccines. He asked my husband, why is he still questioning the vaccine when even the priest is telling us to get the vaccine? My mother and sister told me even the Vatican is telling us to get vaccinated. Well, Jess, I'm going to answer it first, and then I'll let you go at it because I'm kind of passionate about this. First of all, even the Vatican itself says vaccinations must be voluntary and everyone can exercise his right for a conscientious objection. That's number one. I understand that the Pope has told us that we're saying that if you don't get it, you're going to make other people sick potentially, and that wouldn't be very charitable. But again, this is not his expertise when it comes to medical assistance. And so what I would just say is go back to that 2005 document. And we have had our priest, the Dominican priest, on our show, taking his questions about the vaccine, that this is not something that is a matter of Catholic faith. This is a prudential decision that each of us have to make for ourselves, and not even the Pope can tell me to take the vaccine. That's not part of his role as the vicar of Christ. So that's my take. Jess, how about you? How would you answer that question?
Terry, here's interesting. The people that want us to take the vaccine, think about it. Mm-hmm. These are the same people who want to depopulate planet Earth.
It's true, Jess.
These are the same people who promote abortion, international, worldwide abortion. Think about this. Think about this. It's these same people that are okay and advocate and promote the killing of innocent babies. These same people that believe there's too many people on the earth. It's these people who want you to get the double jab.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but there's something fishy about to those people, if you ask me.
Well, birds of the feather flocking together. This is one of my other concerns. I'm going to be honest with you, Jesse. Inside the Vatican, they're having guests who are pro-abortion to be at these conferences. That makes no sense to me. And so I question whether...
It does if you read Taylor Marshall's book.
Yeah, yep, infiltration. And that's true. We have been infiltrated. And that's why when the Vatican comes out and says, hey, come on, everybody get on board and get vaccinated. But, you know, you do have the right not to get vaccinated, but we highly recommend it. I always tell people, you know what? This is my answer. When people ask me the question if I've been vaccinated, I don't disclose my vaccine status.
Yeah, Tom, none of your business.
It is. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah. It's none of your business, my medical history, my medical problems.
Last time I looked.
And it's none of your business who I voted for, though. I'm kind of open who I voted for. I wrote a book on it. But
yeah,
but if somebody asks you who you voted for, you can just tell them it's none of your business.
Yeah.
And if they ask you, hey, what medical problems do you have? That's none of your business either. That's between me and my doctor.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. And in fact, Terry, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Nephew of former President John F. Kennedy.
Yep.
He wrote a letter to Rutgers University about the vaccine mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this, quote, he's a lawyer, by the way. He says, no court has ever held the mandate for an emergency use authorization, EUA vaccine.
That's right.
Which all COVID vaccines are at present. They are emergency use authorization. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says, quote, in fact, a federal court has held that emergency use authorization vaccines cannot be mandated to soldiers in the U.S. military who enjoy far fewer rights than civilians. That Supreme Court, or that federal case is called Doe No. 1 versus Rumsfeld. And that court held the United States cannot demand the members of the armed forces to also serve as guinea pigs for experimental drugs. Now, Robert Jr. also quotes federal law.
That's right.
Federal Law 21, United States Code, says this. Requires that the person to whom an emergency use authorization vaccine is administered be advised of the option to accept or refuse administration of the product, of the consequences, if any, of refusing administration of the product, and of the alternatives to the product that are available and of their benefits and risks, close quote. And the reason for the right of refusal, it stems from the fact that these EUA, emergency use authorization vaccines, these products are by definition experimental, and under the Nuremberg Code,
that's right,
nobody can be forced to participate in a medical experiment.
Well said.
The consent of the individual is absolutely essential, and the liability for forced participation in a medical experiment, not to mention the injury from such coerced medical intervention, may be incalculable. And even a recent guidance from the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Warning,
right,
OSHA, yep, said that employers who mandate their employees receive coronavirus vaccines may be liable.
That's important to know.
If the employee suffers the vaccine injury, but this unfortunately hasn't stopped American companies from mandating that workers receive the jab, or simply declaring that they'll only hire already vaccinated people. Again, this violates OSHA's basically employment policies, and it also hasn't stopped universities from pushing these injections on their students as well, Terry.
Yeah, over 100 universities have mandated that they have to be vaccinated to get into the school. Now, Jesse, this document is on LifeSite News. You might want to read all of it because we can't really get to it all. But we have let me just get my screen back up. It went blank.
We got somebody on the phone.
Yeah, we can take him. So go ahead, Rich.
Put him
through. It's Paul Clay. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show, brother. What's on your mind? Paul, can you hear us? Hello, Paul. Go ahead, Paul. Oh, I guess we got some problems, but when we get him straight, we'll put him right back on.
Yeah.
Jesse, here's the point I'm making on this. If you live in the state of Florida, you have a whole lot more rights than California or New York. You know, gee, wonder why, Jesse. You have anything? What do you think the difference is? Who's running? Who's your governor? A governor in Florida is a Republican governor. The governor in California is a Democrat. In New York, Democrat. And there's much more constraints on the vaccine.
Yeah, because Democrats believe in big government,
yep,
big daddy government, and they believe in control and power. And Republicans, when you follow their principles, they believe in small government, limited government, and they believe in the principle of subsidiarity. Leave people alone and let people do what they want so long as they don't break the law.
Do you remember Ronald Reagan saying, people, the government is not the answer? Do you remember that back in 81?
He said it's the problem. He said, yeah, the government is not the answer, it's the problem.
Exactly. That was so, that really got my attention when I was a young man listening.
Well, that's probably why he won. When yeah, people said, well, this guy's got common sense.
Yeah. Hey, Paul Clay, are you with us?
Yes, Terry.
Okay, Paul, go ahead, brother.
I couldn't
hear you before, but I'm all ears now.
First of all, great show, great information, guys. I just wanted to make a comment, Jess, on how the military's manipulating the situation and getting around it. My son is in the military at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And basically, the commanding officer of the base said that any soldier who is not vaccinated will be denied leave because it would be irresponsible of him to allow them to travel through the country and bring back any virus with them.
Wow.
So basically, they're telling them, hey, we're gonna deny you guys leave, which is, you know, what they earn from being in the military if you don't get the vaccination.
Wow.
They're going to restrict them on travel.
That's plain evil.
Pressure.
That's what's going to be coming more and more, Paul. Pressuring.
That's how they go around all these federal laws that are in place. That Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just talked about. But yeah, you're right. We have to resist and push back. And unfortunately, a lot of the people in the military right now, because Biden is their commander in chief, a lot of them are just yes men, and a lot of them don't have the courage to stand up the intestable fortitude to say, this is objectively wrong. I can't follow that. And as Catholics, remember, the teaching of the church is that as Catholics, we can't follow unjust laws. Terry?
And well, that's it. Paul Clay, I want to give you the final thought on this because we got about a minute and a half. Go ahead, Paul.
I'm just going to parrot what the Blessed Mother said, mm-hmm, to the children.
Yeah.
Pray, pray, pray.
Yeah, Fatima.
This is exactly what we need to do because for a time such as this, we need to be on our knees and in prayer because that is the only weapon that will resist these evil forces.
I'm with you. And Our Lady said it at Fatima, souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices.
Yep.
So let's do it. Paul Clay, thank you for joining us here at the Terry and Jesse Show. You're always welcome to call in, brother.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
God love you.
He always does thoughtful.
He's got common sense, man. That guy's got a PhD in common sense, Jess.
Yeah. Terry, Robert Kennedy Jr. says that the simplest way for us to navigate around this whole scandemic, plandemic,
mm-hmm,
is with these simple six words. Just tell people, I quote, I don't disclose my vaccine status. Simple.
Exactly.
Those six words. I don't disclose my vaccine status. I'll say it again.
Yep.
Somebody asks you, I don't disclose my vaccine status.
Wise advice.
Yeah. So depending on how comfortable you are sharing your unvaccinated status, you could also explain your reasons for not taking the vaccine. You could say allergies, ethical concerns about the use of aborted babies in various stages of development,
yep,
or immunity from having already been infected with the virus,
yep,
or unwillingness to receive a medical treatment for which the manufacturer is not liable if I get sick. Or you could say there's concerns about the vaccine's impacts on fertility, or you're unwilling to take a vaccine that hasn't received full approval from the FDA. So there's a lot of ways to respond to these questions, Terry.
I want to remind everybody, Father Altman was on for an hour with us yesterday if you missed it. You can get that by going to vmpr.org and watch that interview because it inspired me to see a priest who's standing up for the truth, even at the even willing to step down and not be the pastor because of his positions on the teachings of the church. And I just think he's a model, and I want to ask you to go to LifeSite News because there's a little fund that people can support him because I think he's going to need it. There's phone numbers from the Diocese of La Crosse, Bishop William Callahan. I want you to do that. Call it over there at 608-788-7700 and just let them know what you think, because letters and calm phone calls is what we need right now to help support our Orthodox priests who are just speaking the truth in charity. Jesse, wrap it up, brother.
Terrell, I'm going to make it very simple. Why is God allowing all this to happen? Because none of this happens without God's divine providence, without God allowing. You know why? Because God is raising up saints right now.
You got it.
This is what happens at a time like this of persecution and tribulation. God is raising saints. Live in a state of grace. Pray your rosary every day. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. Go to Mass as often as possible. Read your Bible and become a saint.
Up next, Bishop Joseph Strickland, the most outspoken Catholic bishop in the country. And amazing, he's on Virgin Most Powerful every day. Give us a call back. Just join us. If you can't, go to Virgin Most Powerful Radio, and you can actually listen to it on our free app. God love you. Full Sheen Ahead.